Hello, my name is Devon House, and I'm here with my friend Ryan, and we're here to get fueled. So Ryan, what's your favorite afternoon snack when you get home from school?
Usually I eat like a granola bar or one of those yogurt things.
Yogurt things? Okay, you might be talking about Go-Gurt, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But for me, when I get home from work, I like eating a banana, sometimes a little bit of apples. I like cherries too as well.
Why do you eat the way you eat?
Eat it because it's good for my body. I don't want to go out there on the football field and be sluggish and, you know, have other players run by me. And that's not good. And, I want to live a long, healthy life. And they say apples and fruits are good for you. So, you know, I'm going to do what my teachers told me when I was little and eat these fruits. So, Ryan, what's your favorite fruit you like to eat?
Mangoes, coconuts, and apples.
Hey, Ryan, we got a plate full of fruit in front of us. A couple of these I haven't tried yet. You know, we got the mangoes. Love the mangoes. We got the kiwi. We got some sliced apples. And we got these star fruit. And we got some blackberries. But I'm going to try these star fruit. Is there anything on here that you haven't tried before?
Star fruit.
You know what? Grab you a piece. Let them know what you think about it. It's lovely. What you think, Ryan?
Good.
No, Ryan, sometimes it's always good to have some protein in your snack. And for my snack, I like to make a little bit of yogurt parfait. I'm going to show you my little favorite I like to make right here. I'm going to make a little bit of yogurt. What kind do you like, actually, Ryan?
Any kind of yogurt.
Any kind? What kind of parfait do you like, though? What fruit do you like in yours?
Usually berries.
Yeah, you know, make your own. You're a big man. So what I like apples. I love mangoes, too. You said you like strawberries? We got some strawberries right here for you. You know, and it was my first time trying the star food. I'm going to try this in there because it's always good to try new stuff. So what I do, I usually break it in half a little bit. Here's the apple. Delicious. How's yours taste?
Why is protein important?
Protein's important because it makes you have strong bones. Out there on the field, you don't want your bones to be breaking, and that's a painful feeling. For lunch, I like to make a sandwich. How about yourself?
Sometimes?
Well, in front of us, we have a plate full of ingredients to make a great sandwich here. You know, we all need our protein. With protein, you get strong bones. You know, you got your milk. You even got your chocolate milk right there, even if you don't like milk. Right here, we got almond butter. It's not peanut butter, but it actually is healthier for you, so which is better for you. So I prefer that. And we got the bananas, we got some apples, and we got some whole wheat bread right here as well, which is better for you than regular white bread. Make your little sandwich. What would you put on your sandwich right here?
The almond butter and probably some bananas.
Make you a sandwich. Let me know how it tastes. This is about to be delicious. Well, Ryan, throughout my whole day, I'm usually snacking on some vegetables. You know, sometimes when I don't feel like eating some fruit, you know, I always bring a bag of vegetables. If it's celery, carrot, or broccoli, I bring it and I snack on it throughout the whole day. What's your favorite, what we have up here? What's your favorite dish up here?
Probably the cherry tomatoes.
It's the cherry tomatoes, okay. Well, I heard that you guys have a station at school.
Yeah.
Tell me about the station.
We call it the salad bar, and when we're going through the lunch line, we usually have to grab like a fruit or some vegetables, and that just makes us try different things.
Well, that's good, because back in the day when I was little, we didn't have a salad bar. So, I mean, I had my mother forced me to eat my broccoli, my carrots, and my celery. Well, I'm glad she did because now I got strong bones and I'm a healthy guy now. So if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be this healthy than I am now. I'm gonna try a little bit of this, you know, this little celery with this dip we have here. You want some of this?
Sure.
The celery's my best. So Ryan, when you get home from school, what's the first thing you want to drink when you get home?
Well, sometimes if I feel dehydrated, I'll drink some water, but mostly it'll be like juice or some milk.
Mm-hmm. When I get home, you know, I drink water throughout the whole day, but first thing I do when I get home, I want to drink some juice. But when I drink my juice, I make sure it's 100% juice. Then later on during the night, before I go to sleep, I drink about two more of these, because sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I get a little dehydrated. So I drink about two of these before I go to sleep every night. Guess how many of these bottles I drink a day?
Three?
Way more than three now. I drink about eight of these bottles a day. That's because I sweat a lot when I'm at work running around because it's hot out here. So when it's hot, you sweat more. When you sweat more, you lose water. If you don't put the water back in, you know, bad things will happen to your body. Your muscles will cramp up. You won't be able to perform as well at the sport you're doing. Even if you're just, you know, going out, running a mile or running around a block or, you know, playing basketball with your friends, you won't be able to perform as good as you wanted to perform.
Is it all right if I have a soda once in a while?
Yeah, it's all right. And it's not gonna hurt you too bad. But you just don't never want to drink it all the time. Every blue moon is all right. You know, I'm not gonna lie, every once in a while I do have a little bit of soda. But after I drink that soda, I do make sure I drink, you know, a bottle of water to flush it out of my system because I don't want that, you know, the caffeine to be stuck in my system. I like to be fresh and rejuvenate so I can play at a high level. Remember to keep track of your activities. Anyone, any size or shape can be fit and stay fit for life.